AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Up to 1 million people are expected on the Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia this afternoon for Pope Francis Mass. That is the last major event on his trip to the U.S. Last night, he addressed a crowd at the World Meeting of Families Festival. Through an interpreter, Francis said family quarrels should not be allowed to fester.
Never let the day end
sin hacer la paz,
without making peace.
Irma Partida, who was at the festival, says she's praying Congress will heed the Pope's call for immigration reform.
I myself have papers, but I have a brother that's suffering, and I wish the miracle comes true.
President Obama travels to New York for a speech to the UN Summit on Global Troubles, which is being held ahead of the General Assembly, which begins tomorrow. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes tells reporters Obama is trying to get others in the UN to back efforts to fight poverty, global warming, and violent extremism.
When you look at our affirmative agenda in the world, so much of it depends upon building coalitions and advancing collective action.
While in New York, the president will also meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Paramedics and ambulances rushed to a music festival in Tempe, Arizona last night after calls came in about people being hurt when the crowd rushed one of the stages. As many as 12 were injured when those in the back of the crowd surged forward when the reggae band Revolution took the stage. June Myers tells KNXV-TV that she was caught in the crush.
It was just like chaos, and so then one of the paramedics actually pulled me out because I couldn't get out. So then people started lifting me up, trying to get me out, and I did, thankfully.
The TV station reports that two juveniles have life-threatening injuries from that event. This is AP Radio News. German media report that parts supplier Bosch tried years ago to warn Volkswagen against using illegal software tricks to defeat U.S. emissions tests on diesel vehicles. The German weekly Bild am Sonntag reports that VW's internal investigation has found a 2007 letter to that effect. Automaker admitted last week it tricked its way through the U.S. emissions test. Popular New Jersey high school athlete died Friday night. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Evan Murray was a three-sport athlete at Warren Hills Regional High School outside New York. People at the game say the quarterback walked off the field under his own power after being hit. A witness told the New York Daily News Murray felt woozy after the tackle, but reassured teammates he was fine. He was lifted onto a gurney and taken to a hospital. Members of the school community say they are in shock. Coaches, students, and members of the community gathered at the school's football field for a memorial. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.